The following programming is sponsored by Bishop Mary Enterprises, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Real. Real. Relaxed. Relaxed. But relevant. But relevant. She's an absolute professional with a homegirl feel. Welcome to the Bishop Mary Show with Bishop Mary Foy Palmer, where she will discuss both religious and secular topics with various guests from all walks of life. So thanks for tuning in to the Bishop Mary Show. And now, here's Bishop Mary.
And top of the morning to you. Good morning on this snowy Monday, January the 6th, 2000 and oops, is it 25 already? Yeah, and happy new year to my fine, fierce, and fabulous producer. Oh, my God, Matt, we live in the studio this morning.
Happy new year to you, Bishop Mary.
Happy new year to you. So we're going to be doing a little bit of chatting, going to be doing a little bit of music. But on this first Monday here on WWDB and the Bishop Mary Show, we hope that if you're traveling, do so safely. And if you're home, hunker down, get a nice cup of hot tea, chocolate, or coffee, and listen to us right after this message. Hey, family and friends, Happy New Year!
From the Bishop Mary Show, from Brother Marcus and
Bishop Mary, it's 2025, and we want you to stay alive and thrive in
2025.
May it be the best year ever.
We'll be right back. want y'all to help us. Come on, rise to your feet. I've got evidence. Say it.
I've got evidence.
I've got confidence.
I've got confidence.
I'm a conqueror.
I'm a conqueror.
I know that I win.
I know that I win.
I know who I am.
I know who I am.
God wrote it in his plan.
God wrote it in his plan.
For me.
For me.
Come on, everybody, say it.
Oh, oh, oh.
My name is Victory.
Oh,
And that's a way to get started on a Monday morning.
And his mercy endureth.
That's the preacher, and his mercy endureth forever. We have heard, we sing the praises. My name is Victory by Jonathan Dunson. And oh, give thanks by that phenom from New York. Come on, somebody. And joining me now live is my co-host, Brother Marcus. Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Turn it up just a little bit. How you doing? Well, we're going to chat a little
good.
Bit.
I'm good.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year to you, Bishop.
All right. He's joining us virtually. So if you hear a little bit of a delay, that's just technology. I'm here live in the studio on WWDB on Presidential Boulevard, and it is a beautiful sight of the snow falling as it is dripping. My producer, Matt, is here all the way from Jersey. He made it in for this old G. I'm telling you, God is good, and we made it safely. And then I found out he's going to be here real late. He came in just for me. Oh, boy, am I special? I must be special.
Absolutely.
But we're going to talk about those who we lost in 20 and 24, some notable folks, of course. And we want to take this moment. Ribbon in the Sky is playing by Ben Tankard, a beautiful jazz rendition of a song that sort of lets us know ribbon in the sky, because all their ribbons are in the sky. We could probably begin with journalist Charles Osgood, a CBS award-winning journalist in January. And then we came to baseball great Willie Mays. Then, of course, the phenomenal mother of the Congress, the U.S. Congress, Sheila Jackson Lee. I watched her service online. It was powerful. Then, of course, who could ever forget the great Phil Donahue? Come on. We were catching him 9 o'clock on Channel 6, the Phil Donahue Show. And then, of course, one of my favorites, the man with the voice. The voice. None other than James Earl Jones. We lost him in September, along with basketball great Dikembe Mutombo. Come on, somebody. And then, before that, another one of my favorite actors from Good Times, who played the daddy. Come on, somebody, Mr. John Amos. And then we came to a latter of the year. Finally, Whitney is reunited with her mother. The late great singer-songwriter and gospel great Sissy Houston. The mom is now with her daughter and granddaughter in heaven, and that was October the 7th. And then one of the leading matriarchs of the Kennedy family, Ethel Kennedy, who was the wife of Robert Kennedy in October. And then Quincy Jones, who doesn't know that name? Music producer.
Yeah.
He made so many people great. I'm telling you, ain't he something? And then I got a little bit of personal excitement because my granddaughters are dancers, and the late Judith Jameson from the Allen Ailey Company, she passed away, the creative director for many, many years. They went to the Allen Ailey Theater in New York and had a blast and were able to enjoy themselves. And, of course, our nation is mourning for our 39th president, President James Earl Carter, best known as President Jimmy Carter, who transitioned on December the 29th. And then this year, personally, the Samaritan Temple and my beloved friend of 37 years, the chairman of our deacon board, I want to give honorable mention for him, Deacon Ernie Bloodsall. And we give God praise for him. His sister and I visited his grave over the Christmas holiday, and it was a serene moment, but Christmas was one of his favorites. So we wanted to make sure we left something there to let him know we're still thinking about him. How about you, sir? What about those names? Anything you thinking of?
Man, there's John Capodonis. He passed away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a prolific character. He played in Ace Ventura, The Pet Detective, a lot of other notable things that he has done. There's some other folks that we talked about. Jimmy Carter, who is gone. Linda Lavin.
Yes,
we all remember
Alice.
Linda Lavin, the played on Alan.
Yes.
Mel's Diner. And, you know, Charles Dolan, we want to remember him as well. Charles mm-hmm. Dolan was a media pioneer and businessman who founded HBO in the early 1970s.
Wow.
He passed away on December 28th from natural causes. He was 98 years old.
Wow.
Olivia Halsey Esley, she's gone, mm-hmm. but definitely not forgotten. She died at age 73. She was a star, and she was in the film Romeo and Juliet
Lord.
In Black Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, she passed away at 73 years old. So many other notable people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sad to say that there's so many people. It's sad just to give out all of these names, but
yes.
life is happening, things are moving, and, you know, we just want to remember some of these folks. I would also change it up a little bit to a rapper by the name. He was behind the scenes of the virtual 2014 single, You Guessed It. He died. He was hospitalized and he passed away in December. 32-year-old. His name was OG Mako.
Yes.
He was a rap artist. So mm-hmm. we want to remember him. Greg Gumbel passed
right.
away as
just
well.
That's right. Just recently. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And, I believe, was he related to Brian Gumbel?
Yes, that was his brother. That was his brother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought that. Mm-hmm. Richard Perry, he's gone, music producer. He was behind Carly Simon and Rod Stewart. He made a lot of hits from them. He died on December 24th of cardiac arrest at 82 years old.
I see.
So many people.
Yes, yes.
You know, Hudson Peake, a young actor. Mm-hmm. He passed away. He was only 16 years old. He
wow.
passed away in December. Art Evans, he was an African-American man, best known for his role in Leslie Barnes and also in Die Hard. Mm-hmm. He passed away at 82 years old.
Wow. I'm glad to see that God bless some people with greater than 70 years. And of course, we always mourn those that are under that. But God has promised us 70 and 10. And so we are grateful for remembering these names. We're going to shift a
yeah.
little bit because we're hoping that if you don't have love, you'll find love. So I'm going to do a youngie and an oldie on the next two song selections. Let's see if you know who they are.
All right.
Let me open the door, babe.
The smell of your perfume. I thought I was immune. Looking around this room, can't help but see the traces of you. This moment is surreal. I can't put into words how I feel. Twin, where have you been?
Nobody knows me
nobody.
Like you do. Nobody gon' love me
nobody.
Quite like you can't
yeah.
even
wanna be living for the love of you. Oh, yes, I am. All that I'm giving is for the love of you. All right now. Ooh, lovely as a ray of sun that touches me when the morning comes, feels good to me. My love and me. Well, smoother than a gentle breeze, flowing through my mind with ease, soft as can be. Well, when you're loving me, when you're loving me, love to be right in the way. Enchanted with your touch, and it seems to me we could sail together in and out of mystery. Well, I wanna be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm giving is for.
The youngin' was Mooney Long on Made For Me. Who was the OG? Who was the OG singing For the Love of You? Who? We can't hear this, you. There you go. What'd
that
you
was
say?
Ron Isley.
Come on. The Isley
Ron
Brothers.
Isley, lead singer of the Isley Brothers.
Come
and
on.
Who was the youngin' that was singing again?
Mooney Long. Made For Me.
Oh.
Very, very nice. So yeah. I went to OG to include the young people and kind of went to way back because we know plenty of babies were made on the Isley Brothers. We're going to leave that alone. But right now, we up to our sports. Come on. We're going to give Mr. Terry a couple of minutes. Amen. 2 minutes because He's been on vacay for the last 2 weeks, so he got to be able to give us an update. What's up?
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Happy New Year to everybody. What a close to the NFL regular season as the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New York Giants in the last game of the regular season. Tanner McKee comes out, looks crisp, throwing for 269 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Also, Jahan Dotson finally looked like a player, 7 catches, 94 yards. But that's not the story. The story is that the Eagles march into the playoffs, winning 11 of their last 12, going to be locked in as the 2 seed in the NFC. And because of the fact that Detroit beat Minnesota, Minnesota, who will finish with 14 wins, falls all the way down to the 5 seed, which is unprecedented in NFL history. In terms of matchups, the Eagles will play, because of how the scheduling and the games fell, the Green Bay Packers, who, if you recall, they started off the season playing in Brazil. This will be a little bit different because the Packers had been rolling, although they struggled against all top-tier contender teams this year. And there are injury concerns, as Jordan Love, their star quarterback, injured his elbow. They believe to be a funny bone injury in yesterday's game, and they lost Christian Watson. Wow. But that game will be next week, 4:30, next Sunday, Eagles hosting the Packers. So make sure if you're going to the game, you get down there early.
I expect
absolute pandemonium down there at the stadium. You do not want to get caught out there if you don't have to. But all the starters rested. Obviously, people were upset that Saquon didn't go out and secure the NFL rushing record, but he did finish with over 2,000 yards for the season and led the NFL in rushing. So some things to look forward to, and hopefully Jalen Hurts is out of concussion protocol. That will be a big piece to how this game will look game plan-wise against the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Also, in other news, the Sixers have started to put some wins together, winning 7 of their last 9 despite an awful last 2 games on their West Coast trip. So starting to put some wins together, they are just 1 spot out of the play-in, which is the 10th seed, just 1 game out of that. So keep an eye on how they look as they start to gel and get guys back and get guys healthy. That's all that we have for this week. Make sure you guys check us out on all social media platforms at Sports Talk Terry. You can catch me every week right here on the Bishop Mary Show.
And we thank you so much, Sports Talk Terry. He will be live here on the Bishop Mary Show weekly, giving us the sport updates, because you know I am all about Philly sports. Thanks a lot, son. God bless you. We're going to transition, because sometimes folks have a little bit of a need, and we want to kind of remind you that God is with you no matter what. And so we're going to go right to a couple of selections that should help you, particularly when you're feeling challenged. There's a lot of folks who are despondent and feeling like it's hopeless. In 2 weeks, we have a presidential inauguration, and my. But then there's a lot of folks hurting, too. So we want to remind you that in all things, God is with you. So if you got a need, come on. You know what to do. Pray. And we'll be reminding you that if you do have a need, some of us know how to call them when we do have a need. But you got to call them, too, when you don't. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. You got to stay connected.
Absolutely. Here is John P. Key.
It's me, oh Lord, I'm standing in the need. Oh Lord, and I need a prayer. Oh, it is me.
To encourage you today. So, Brother Marcus, while we have Jonathan Nelson in the background playing Anything Can Happen, what did you do for New Year's?
Well, Eve? In the New Year, New Year's Eve, what I did was I went shopping around a little bit, but I like to come into the New Year every year praying from one year to the next. So yes. That I did, and I've been doing that for many years. Mm-hmm. And this is the funny note. I would always kind of never want to hear a preacher preaching from one year to the next. I've always wanted to just be praying. Mm-hmm. So I have stayed home during New Year's, mm-hmm. you know, Eve to New Year's, you know, day when we celebrate New Year's. So I would pray 15 minutes before mm-hmm. 2024 was over and right into 2025. So I just felt like I've been praying from one year to the next.
Well, let me tell you, we did that too. Amen. But I'm an OG. We were nowhere else in my mother's house from my birth until I guess it'll be my death, but in church. And we were at National Temple Baptist Church in a joint church service, which was phenomenal. Reverend Cleo Green preached, "What do you need from God?" I came behind, but yes, you can. And then the three homilies, which was the trifecta, Reverend Robinson came with, "Are you ready?" And so God was in the house, the blessing of the word, singing. And then we all got together, held hands, and some were kneeling, and we prayed the new year in. I prayed the new year in, actually. Yeah. So I only know to do that on New Year's Eve. I don't know nothing else. I can't be home. I can't be in a club. I can't be on a corner in a car. I got to be in the house. My great-grandmother, who was a pastor, said, "The only place you need to be to thank God for bringing you through this year is over into the next." So it is a tradition for me, but it was phenomenal. I'm telling you, it gets better and better and better. And certainly I want to thank our host pastor, Reverend Terry Oakland, for allowing this American Temple to be in fellowship with him this year. Now, quickly, what is it that you want to do or you desire? One thing in new year of 2025.
I know I'm going to sound like Martin Luther King, but I only want to be God's will.
You only want what?
I only want to do God's will.
Okay. Okay. I know that's right. And you want to be in the will. Well, I'm
not
telling
outside
you.
Outside of it.
That's come on, sir. Come on, sir. Well, we're going to hear a little bit more of Jonathan Nelson with this song that God can do anything. Anything can happen in here.
Anything.
I just want to remind everybody that anything can happen when you take it to the Lord in prayer. And then you can be assured by Ricky Dillard with this song, "Things Will Work Out For Me." Take it, Dr. Dillard.
As long as he's in control, I know things will work out for me. Can I get a witness in here tonight? Come on, choir, help me sing this tonight. Whatever you do
for me,
it don't matter now. However, things turn out to be just as long. I want to leave this message with you. Oh, your troubles.
Jesus. This is the part that I like. And if you don't know this tonight, know that all things work together for the good of them who
we bring this show to a close. Marvin Sapp is reminding us that we need to be in perfect peace no matter what's going on. Would you agree, Brother Marcus?
Yes, I totally agree. We need to be in perfect peace, and we need to get that peace of God which surpasses all understanding. So I'm in total agreement with that.
Absolutely. Well, I asked you, what did you want in 2025? So I'm going to say that there are two things I am hoping beyond the disclaimer that I want to remain in the will of God and be a submitted servant to his will and his way and to continue to care for the least of these. One is absolutely that we will be able, that the Lord grant me to stay alive and not just stay alive, but thrive in 2025. That's my motto for the year. And thriving means doing more than surviving, but that in every area of my life, it'll be settled and I'll be able to spring forth and then be a blessing to others. And then certainly want to be able to acquire a location where I'll be able to do even more ministry. And so I'm aggressively doing that. And I believe the Lord hears my cry, and in his time, while I'm going through this process, I hope to be patient and remain in perfect peace while it is ongoing. So I'm hoping that for those of you that are listening with us today, half music, half talk, that you'll be ready, because we'll be back to interviewing great guests again starting next week. Amen. And we're hoping to get some information and have some dynamic lineup of folks throughout the year. And the Bishop Mary Show certainly thanks you for your loyalty and your continued support. And, of course, I'm grateful to have on board with me Brother Marcus, who is no longer a guest host, but is now part of my staff here in the Bishop Mary Show. And so we are excited for what God is going to do for the two of us in this year. And I want to thank you, my brother, for being a fabulous co-host. And certainly to my producer, the one and the only Matt. I wouldn't be able to do what I do. I know I put pressure on him, but he comes through every time. That's just the military in him. They makes no excuses. They just makes it happen. I love you, my brother. And so, until next time, here on the Bishop Mary Show, we certainly do want to wish you a bright and exciting 2025. What you got to say, Brother Marcus?
Well, as you always say at the end of the show,
if you can't be good, be careful. And if you can't be careful, then don't do it. It may not be worth it. I'm going to stick to it, and that's it. God bless you. Love you.
Thanks for tuning in to another dynamic show with Bishop Mary. To contact Bishop Mary, call 833-722-4748. That's 833-722-4748. And she'll get right back to you. Remember, let the healing begin with you. See you next week for another great time together on the Bishop Mary Show.